Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I am really excited to go into the new year with you
Only 6 episodes left this year, including this one, before we dive into 2017. Hard to believe, but I am really excited about a new year with you. Let's make these next 6 episodes really powerful. I know the last episode, I think 271, was one of my longest episodes ever, I think. Many of you felt like it was a favorite. If you have some drive time or some fly time this holiday season, definitely check out 271. It's about 90 minutes long. I'm going to balance things out today with a bit of a mini-sode on 2 strategies to help you tackle temptation. And what I'm going to try and do in the next episodes between now and the new year, because I know your schedules are so crazy, I want to go a little bit shorter than normal because I don't want you to drift. It's super normal to check out between now and a few days after the new year, and I don't want that. I don't want you to take a break from your goals, from what makes you feel best, from what makes you feel empowered. Regardless of what choices you find yourself making day to day, I still want you to have some anchor to your goals, to what you want, to being in control or feeling in control of your life. And so if I can make these episodes a little bit shorter to encourage you, like, hey, at least keep coming back to this so that you can stay in touch with your why, what you want, what you're after, what makes you feel your best. So let's make a deal. I will keep them shorter and as helpful as possible. You keep tuning in for a few minutes, 3 times each week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Let's talk about temptation. Trust me, I get temptation. I was at a cookie party last night. I get temptation. I understand how strong that pull can be, how sometimes it feels almost overwhelming, that urge, that desire, and how it can sometimes get so uncomfortable and so all-consuming in your mind, in your thoughts, that you feel like the only way to relieve that tension, that discomfort, that pressure is to give in. But that's not the only way. Now, I want to help you turn down temptation, but I don't want you feeling miserable or like you're missing out because that's not sustainable. So today I want to talk about 2 specific strategies that will allow you to be stronger in turning down temptation, but in a way that also makes it easier so that you don't feel like it's not fair and you're in some way depriving yourself. A lot of people will argue that if you just give it enough time, the urge will subside. Like if you just wait it out long enough, the temptation will go away. If you desperately want that pie and you resist it for long enough, you won't want it anymore. And yeah, that might be true on occasion, but I don't think it's true the majority of the time. So when it works that way, awesome, take advantage of it. But I don't think we can rely on that as a permanent strategy because sometimes the urge, the temptation, the desire gets stronger and bigger and more consuming with time. Sometimes the more you think about it, the more you see it, the more you look at it, whatever, the more you want it. So I want you to have a strategy that works 100% of the time. I don't think that it's primarily a time thing. I think it's primarily an attention thing. There are 2 factors I'm going to talk about today that I feel are really critical in making it easy to turn down temptation, that if you master these through enough practice, that they'll work 100% of the time. One of them is your attention or your thought. We keep these temptations alive. We make them grow when we fuel them with our thought, with our attention. We go deeper and deeper and deeper in thought about this thing we want. If you think about whatever it is that is tempting you, think about that temptation as a spot on the ground, right? Like you see it and you're like, ooh, that, right? I noticed that thing. And then you attack it. Digging deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You're more committed each time you go a little deeper. You are more attached to that temptation with every second of thought, with every ounce of attention you direct at that spot. You see the cookie. Oh man, that looks good. I bet it's amazing. I want it. I should have it. But I said I wouldn't, but it's Christmas. I could just have one. I mean, what would it? I could let it go. I could be super strict tomorrow. What's it gonna hurt? What else could I eat? Maybe I could get pizza on the way home, but I really want to fit into my jeans at New Year's Eve. And I'm not at all being condescending, right? I'm as much describing the way you might think about a temptation and the rabbit hole of thought you go down when you're facing temptation as I am rabbit holes I've dug myself. We go deeper and deeper, and that temptation grows because of the attention we pour into it. We keep it alive with our thought and attention, and we make it grow with our thought and intention. Think of it as like a spark, right? If the spot on the ground doesn't resonate, think of it as a spark. And we're pouring gasoline on that spark until it turns into a burning fire. The gasoline is our attention. The more we think about it, the more we try to justify it, the more we want that thing because we make it grow with our thought and attention. The other accelerant that we're going to try and tackle today is resistance, fighting against it. It's another form of attention, and it makes the temptation grow. Whether you're getting irritated by the desire or you're upset about it, being dramatic in any way, right? The issue isn't the cookie that you want. That's not the issue. Yeah, it's a cookie. It looks good and it would probably taste good too. That can be your full stop. Ooh, cookie. That would probably be good. The end. Next. Unless you make it larger than life with this combination of attention and resistance. Resistance is the guilt, the drama, the emotion that we bring to the table that makes the cookie more than a cookie. Combine that with all of the thinking, all of the thought, all of the attention. Now it's larger than life and it's so much more than a cookie. It is a crisis. What I want you to do to make it easier to turn down the temptation without willpower or superhuman strength is turn down both. Turn down the attention, turn down the resistance. And I would imagine that some of you are thinking, I can't stop thinking about it. What am I supposed to do? How do you stop thinking about this thing that you want? I don't think you have to stop thinking about it. I didn't suggest you stop thinking about it. Start with an improvement. Reduce the attention. You can do that. Turn it down. Dial down the intensity of your thoughts. Have a sense of humor and be like, this is a cookie. It's not a crisis. I'm cool. It's just a single cookie. Dial down the intensity of your thoughts or the amount of time you spend thinking about it. Like, I've given way too much thought to this cookie. I'm now going to go enjoy the conversation I've been having instead of having this internal dialogue. So you can reduce the intensity of your thoughts or the amount of time you spend thinking about it, how deep you dig that hole, and also reduce the resistance. Instead of the dramatics of, this is so hard. What's wrong with me? I said I wasn't going to do this. I said I wasn't going to have the cookies. Just move on. Oh yeah, I want that thing. Next, that's cool. Whatever. Let's see how it plays out. No worries. Strip away the emotion and the drama. Catch yourself in a moment where you find yourself being really dramatic about a temptation and be like, oh, whoa, it's just food or it's just alcohol. Turn down the emotion. Turn the thought from a fire hose onslaught to just a trickle. The more you try to control something, the more it controls you because you're there, you're in it, you're putting all of this attention and emotion and energy into it. Dial that back. Reduce the attention, reduce the resistance. I'll give you a couple more examples. So I said I was recently at a cookie party. There are so many times in the day, in the situation, where you can intervene here. It's not just, oh, well, if I don't reduce the attention or the resistance before I dive into the cookies, then it's over and I failed. No, not at all, right? You could find yourself 7 cookies into the night and beating yourself up and just say, no more drama about this. That's it. Like, okay, let's end it. Let's stop it right here. Let's be objective. No more cookies, period, the end. No more beating myself up. No more, like, just, it's over. I'm not fueling this anymore. With drama, with negativity, with thought, with attention. In the past, I would torture myself if I was tempted by a cookie after making a decision. Let's say I went into it saying, no cookies for me. And then if I went in thinking, oh man, those look so good. I would miss out on the event itself because I'd be so caught up in my head debating, should I or shouldn't I? And then if I started beating myself up while also convincing myself to screw it and go all in because I already blew the day, it was exhausting. But I was making it exhausting because I was the one creating all of the theatrics about it, right? I'd say, oh yeah, everybody else is. And then on the other side, I'd be thinking, yeah, but my goals. And then on the other side, well, what's one day, you know? And then eating one cookie would awaken the urge, and I would go all in on the emotion. At the first sign of temptation, you can reduce the attention and resistance by just thinking, hey, I'm actually not hungry right now, so I'll revisit this when I get hungry. The end. Like, yeah, I might have a cookie later, but right now I'm not hungry, so I don't need to like do all of these mental gymnastics about it. The end. Not hungry right now. I'll think about it later. Right? Or when I start thinking, I mean, everybody else is having these cookies, and I mean, tomorrow I'll be home so I can go back to my normal schedule. I can just think, you know what? I don't need to debate this or justify it. What anybody else is doing doesn't have anything to do with me. Next. Next. All right. I solved that one. What's next? Right? Reminding myself, too, this is just food. This is not a crisis. This is not a hostage situation. There's no need for debate or negotiation. Move on to the next thing. Like I said, be present in the conversation you're having or the people that you're with. If you eat 12 cookies and you start thinking, what is wrong with me? Why don't I have any self-control? I've totally blown it. No drama, no guilt. It's done. You did it. You chose it. The end. No drama. You can reduce the attention by dialing down the intensity of your thoughts or the frequency of your thoughts or the duration of your thoughts. You can reduce the resistance by letting go of the drama, the negativity, the debate. Catch yourself in these moments of inner dialogue where you've disconnected from what's going on around you and you're in your head over food, and tell yourself, I'm not going to keep fueling this with thought. I've thought about it enough already. I've already made a decision. Next. I'm not going to be so emotional about food. I'm not going to bring my emotion here to food. I'm going to be objective. I'm not going to get caught up in the theatrics I create in my mind over food. Attention and resistance. The next time you find yourself facing temptation, ask yourself, okay, what can I do to reduce the attention here or the resistance here or both? And then be grateful for those moments of temptation, because the only way to make this easier is to practice. And the only way to practice it is to face temptation. And so you don't have to be perfect. But how can you reduce the attention or the resistance? Really looking forward to spending the next now 5 episodes of 2016 with you. I promise to make them as powerful as I can, and I hope you'll keep coming back. If there's anything I can do to support or encourage you, there's anything you want to hear on the show, let me know, because as I always say, like, this is our show. It's your show as much as it's my show, and I want to do everything I can to support and encourage you. Have a really great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.